This is Change Your Mindset Podcast, the podcast that helps change your life by helping change the mindset of the 99% into the 1% mindset. Here's your host, Adrian Gomez.
Welcome back to another podcast episode of Change Your Mindset. As always, I'm your host, Adrian Gomez. There's a lot of ludicrous going on in this world, how governments say they're going to protect you, but take away everything for you cannot protect yourself. How does that make any sense? Criminals have more rights than an average law-abiding citizen. How does that make sense? Illegal immigrants have more rights than citizens from their own country. How does that make sense? I always tell you, never ever rely on the government, whether it's for protection, whether it's for money, for whatever it is, never ever rely on them. Because once you rely on them, they have control over you, and you have to do whatever they tell you to do. Then you are at their mercy. And I'm gonna give you some examples. What's happening in Canada? Apparently, the news and law enforcement is telling you to leave your keys for robbers can just take them. For nothing happens to you. For you are protected. Because they will not attack you. They just want your car. So just leave your keys outside and give it to them. Once again, the average citizen has no right. Thieves have more rights than you. So just give them your car that you worked so very hard for. Give it to them for free. They deserve it. This is basically how they're referring to the average citizen in Canada. So here, take a listen yourself.
Police advised residents there that if they have their key fobs for their vehicles in a Faraday pouch, to leave that at the front door so that if thieves are brazen enough to break in, they can just kind of grab it and go.
To prevent the possibility of being attacked in your home, leave your fobs at your front door. Okay, just because they're breaking into your home to steal your car. They don't want anything else. A lot of them that they're arresting have guns on them, and they're not toy guns, they're real guns. They're loaded.
I mean, he's right, but a lot of people are upset saying, what? Like, are you giving up on trying to catch these guys? Like, it's creating quite a fear.
It is, and I want to explain a little bit of the context as well, because what they're saying is, if you put your key in a Faraday pouch, this is, like, basically a signal blocker. I'm not a tech expert, but some of these
It's a heavy pouch.
Exactly, and some of these thieves are doing relay attacks, so they're using a device, they're coming in, and they are then extending the signal of your fob to steal your car. But if they are not able to use that device because you've got it in a Faraday pouch and they're brazen enough to break in, police are saying just minimize the contact. A lot of them have guns.
Definitely. And it's terrorizing people.
This is the exact ludicrous I'm talking about. This is what they are telling Canadians. You have no protection. You have no rights. You have no safety anymore. Give the criminals what they want. Don't hassle them. Leave them alone. Don't call the cops. Just give it to them and go. Make it make sense. And who is this thanks to? Obviously Canada's president, Justin Trudeau. Whether people like him or hate him, I'm sure most people do hate him in Canada. But thanks to him for obviously doing exactly this. Take a listen.
Our national freeze on handguns is coming into force. It is no longer legal to buy, sell, or transfer a handgun in Canada. It is no longer permitted to buy, sell, transport, import, or use military-grade assault weapons in this country.
And of course, in America, they're trying to make a big push towards banning guns, as they say, assault rifles. This doesn't make sense logically. Why? If you're going to ban guns for law-abiding citizens where they cannot purchase anymore, what makes you think criminals who can obtain guns illegally are willing to give up their guns? Just because the government says guns are banned, what are criminals going to say? Ah, damn it. Guns are banned now. I guess I'm going to have to go turn mine in. I guess I can't use my gun anymore. Makes no logical sense. What criminals are really going to think now is, oh, this is great. Now I know these law-abiding citizens who bought guns legally cannot have guns anymore. Now it's easier for me to rob them because I know they don't have guns because the government forbids them to protect themselves. That's exactly what they are thinking. The logic doesn't make sense when you ban guns. Banning guns hurts law-abiding citizens that want to protect themselves and others, and winners of this banning guns are criminals. It's common sense. But like I said, common sense isn't so common anymore. But okay, let's just play along with that scenario. Guns are banned. Law-abiding citizens have to give their guns their protection. So be it. Now let's just say criminals, some miracle, something happens, and they obey and give up their guns because they're banned. So what happens now? Since we all think guns are the main factor that kill people, even though it's actually mental health, because guns don't kill people, people use guns to kill people. But anyway, going back to the scenario. So, criminals don't have guns no more. What can they use now to rob or kill people? Knives. Let's just say a main weapon that they could use that every person almost has. A car. So what is now stopping criminals from using cars and killing people, running them over? That's not the problem. Guns are not the problem. Even though governments, the news tell you guns, 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 problem, 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 kill, kill, kill. That's how they brainwash you. That's how they manipulated you. Just like the CIA agent told you, they use your emotion against you. And obviously, guns and death and murder, that's going to trigger people. Their emotions are going to get involved. They're going to get scared. And then what happens? They're willing to give up their rights, their protection, for safety. And once you give up your protection and your rights for safety, you won't have any of it. You don't deserve your rights. But just going back to my point, guns don't kill people. People do. And a lot of people have mental health problems. So if we take away guns, people are still going to have mental health problems. So if they have those problems still, they can't use guns. Like I said, they're going to use cars. They're going to start using knives. They're going to find a way to hurt people. That's just how it is when people are unstable mentally. But they don't tell you this. Criminals, murderers, they're going to find a way to do what they're going to do, no matter what. Whether it's legal or illegal, they're going to find a way. So when they do ban guns, like they did in Canada and other places, what's going to stop them from banning hammers, knives, swords, any other object they claim is harmful or can potentially kill somebody? So take a listen to this UK news station, how they pretty much make it seem like this knife is so dangerous that nobody should be allowed to have a knife because you can just buy it online. And it's so dangerous, it's seeming like they want to ban knives themselves. Take a listen.
I'm now brandishing in front of you a 21-inch, brutal-looking black knife. It is sharp, believe you
me. It's terrifying.
It is terrifying.
It is terrifying. If someone approached me with that, I would think it was the end of my days.
It is one of the most scary things that I've ever held in my hand.
Yeah.
There's no two ways about it.
Horrific.
I bought this online for £23.49, entirely legally. And I had it sent to this studio.
All because of the script or writing.
It has got no writing on it. If that had writing on it that said Zombie Hunter 5000, yeah. It would be illegal. Because it doesn't, it is completely legal.
So you've done nothing illegal, so you can sit in that studio opposite me with that 20-inch knife, which would kill me in seconds if you... Yeah,
absolutely. Kill several people.
In seconds.
It is terrifying. But it gets worse, Nick, I'm afraid, because I've heard from several police sources, in fact, this is where the story was alerted to us, that they're turning up to raids on the properties of known violent criminals. They're finding knives just like this. But because there is no writing on the knives, the police can do nothing. One police officer described it to me, the legislation, as completely pointless.
When does it stop? Scenarios like this. What matters is the person. The person's intent with the object. Yes, some people I want to hurt you. Some I want to protect you. Some I use it when they're camping. But they make everything seem so bad. I've said this before. One of the biggest things they do to manipulate people and brainwash them is fear monger. To scare people. Because fear is such a great weapon to have people do their bidding. Because people are scared all the time. Because apparently a lot of people nowadays are wusses. Just think about it. Back then, when our ancestors were alive, every single day when they went to sleep, not knowing whether an animal was going to come and kill them, or what they were going to eat the next day, or that day. They actually had to go and hunt animals to survive. But now, when someone brandishes a knife, are these news people we're talking about, everyone's terrified, everyone's scared. It's this fear they use against you. Like I said, they're going to start banning guns, knives, hammers. Soon enough, you're not going to have anything to protect yourself. And criminals are going to be able to take advantage of law-abiding citizens. How does that make sense? Even in California, New York, you see what's happening in the news. Theft, crime has risen. If you steal less than $950, nothing happens to you. You just get a ticket if you're caught. People just randomly getting murdered in the streets that they don't report on the news. You just see it on social media platforms like X. Homeless people being able to sleep wherever they want, able to crap on streets, sidewalks. Immigrants getting free rooms, free food, free handouts, while the average person is suffering, trying to make a living. Just think about this. Anything I just talked about, does any of this make any sense to you? I know you're a smart person, you're a very logical person. Does this make sense? Who are they trying to get rid of? The average citizen, the middle class? What do they want to do? Control people? Because just think about it. There's a great possibility of this happening. Actually, there's two ways this can happen. One, you give up your guns, all your type of safety. Like I said, the government now controls you. Because if the government tries to take over you, you have no way to fight back. Second scenario, the government will take away all your guns, all your weapons, and crime escalates and goes crazy. And the government comes and they're signing bright armor, coming to save everybody and say, we see how bad things got in. We're here to protect you. You gave up all your weapons. Now you have no protection. Now we can protect you. But you have to do what we tell you. If you don't, we will not protect you. Think about it. Does that make sense? Of course it does. Meanwhile, the average person in this world has no idea what's going on because they watch the news, believe everything they see on social media. They don't do their own research. They care about more going out and spending money and living life. Literally, they know their rights are being taken right underneath them. But nobody cares. Because everyone thinks we live in a fairy tale world. That the government's going to take care of us. The government's going to protect us. Inflation, debt, none of this is going to matter. Because the government's going to take care of all of us. A lot of people are going to be in for a rude awakening. That's why I always say be the best version of yourself. Physically, if you could be safe for whatever happens. If you have to fight someone off. If you have to run from a scenario. If you have to save someone in danger when they're underneath some type of heavy object. Be the best version of yourself mentally. You know what's going on. You have self-control. You understand what's going on. You're not going to fear anything. You're going to think logically instead of emotionally. You're going to know what to do when the time comes. Be the best version of yourself financially. So you don't have to worry about the government taking care of you. If financial crisis happens, you have money. You have ways to buy things. Whether it's gold, silver, Bitcoin, dollar bills, whatever it is. You have money saved up. You're not going to be searching for money when things are tough. While everyone else is struggling financially, you'll have money. You'll be able to survive and outwither the storm. All the things I talk about, there's a reason for them. I want people to be the best versions of themselves. Because once you're the best version of yourself, nothing can stop you. And you will be prepared for any type of scenario that comes your way. Because just think about it. Right now, the average person is not the best version of themselves. The average person, fat, lazy, obviously not financially disciplined, have no money, live paycheck to paycheck. A lot of people are depressed, have anxiety, loneliness. This is the average person nowadays. No one's the best version of themselves. This is why I preach, you need to get better, you need to improve, you need to do better. No matter what. Even if none of this ever happens, and you're still the best version of yourself, you're going to have a better life. You're going to be happier. Everything will be a lot easier for you. While others struggle, you won't. While others are uneducated about what's going to happen or what can happen, you won't be. Because at the end of the day, none of this is making sense. Criminals should not have more rights than the average person. And why is this happening? Not just in the US, it's happening globally. There's a reason for this. It's happening everywhere. Why? It's all about control. It's an unfortunate truth. And hopefully people understand that. It's not a coincidence. Coincidence happen here and there. But it's happening around the world. Why do you think so? Why is everyone pushing away from protecting yourself, from having guns? Because you're easier to control. You're easier to manipulate and do what they tell you to do. Because you can no longer fight back. And that's the truth. Coincidence aren't coincidences anymore. It's happening for a reason. Hopefully people wake up and understand what's really going on. Stop being manipulated and believing everything you are told. And stop letting them make you think that you need to be protected by them. Before you give up your rights, you should never do that. You take care of yourself and you'll be all right. That's going to be it for this podcast episode. As always, I truly appreciate your valuable time to listening to these podcasts. Thank you very much. And if you want to be a Patreon member, support the podcast. If you got questions, comments, or a subject you want me to talk about in a future podcast, or if you want to be your accountability coach to keep you accountable and for you to improve every single week, you can do that by being a Patreon member. The link will be in the description below. And as always, thank you Patreon member Blade262 for being a Patreon member and supporting the podcast. Please like, comment, subscribe to keep up with the newest podcast episodes, and please share with other people because it can help grow the podcast more than I can ever do by myself. Truly appreciate it. Thank you all again. I wish you the best. Take care of yourself. Be safe out there. And as always, change your mindset to change your life. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Change Your Mindset podcast. Be sure to tune in every week for a new episode. As always, change your mindset to change your life.